I would be safe. And there, within a few blocks of my apartment, at last I would find the self I had traveled thousands of miles in search of. The slogans on the walls, which at first made me shudder, began to impress me as truths I could live by. One day at a time. Easy does it. Keep it simple. Live and let live. Let go and let God. The Serenity Prayer. Commitment and service were part of recovery. I was told that to keep it, we have to give it away. At first, I made the coffee, and later volunteered at the intergroup office answering telephones on the evening shift. I went on 12-step calls, spoke at meetings, served as group officer. Ever so gradually, I began to open. Just a crack at first, with my hand on the door, ready to slam it shut in a moment of fear. But my fears subsided, too. I found that I could be there, open to all kinds of people from this solid base that we shared. Then I began to go back out into the world, carrying that strength with me. I found that now I could do many things without a drink. Write, answer the telephone, eat out, go to parties, make love, get through the day and the evenings, sleep at night, and get up the next morning ready to begin another day. I was amazed and proud to have gone a week without a drink, then a month. Then I lived an entire year sober, through my birthday, Christmas, problems, successes, the mixture that makes up life. I healed physically, felt good. My senses returned. I began to hear the delicate sound of autumn leaves rattling in the wind, to feel the touch of snowflakes on my face, to see the first new leaves of spring. Then I began to heal emotionally, to experience